Hello and welcome. It is good to be with you, and I hope that you are having a great day. In spite of the days in which we live, days I know are very troubling for us, but it's good to know that as we live in these days, that we get to know a God who is almighty, who is sovereign, and who is in control, and that He invites us to seek Him. And that's why we have this time together, so that we can turn our hearts toward the Lord, so we can hear His word, so we can grow in His grace, so we can know Him and trust Him better. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for the day that You have given to us and this opportunity, Lord, to be with You. Father, I ask, O God, that You speak to us, that You open our minds and our hearts, enable us to hear from You, Lord, to know You, to be able to trust You. Father, speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, these are very difficult days that we live in. And as we look at these times that we live in and we try to analyze them, it's obvious that the core of the problem, the root of the problem, is in fact rebellion against God. And it's a rebellion that's become more open, a rebellion that's become more hateful, a rebellion that's become even more dangerous than it ever has been before in our lives. It's obvious that we live in hostile territory. But we're not the first people of God to live in hostile territory. As we continue looking through the book of Psalms, we once more look at the Psalm of David. And David certainly knew what it was like to live in hostile territory. You think of what he wrote in the superscription to Psalm 59, that is that writing above the body of the psalm. For the choir director, set to Al-Tashbeth, a mictum of David, when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him. Remember, Saul was wanting to kill David because God had anointed David to be the next king of Israel. Saul wanted him out of the way, wanted that threat eliminated, and Saul wanted to kill David. He was actually plotting an ambush around his house. And so David is living in hostile territory, and he describes what some of those forces are like. Look at the first part of verse 3. For behold, they have set an ambush for my life. Look at verses 6 and 7. They return at evening. They howl like a dog. They go around the city. Behold, they belch forth with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. Look at verses 14 and 15. They return at evening. They howl like a dog and go around the city. They wander about for food and growl if they are not satisfied. David is in hostile territory. Well, what did he do? How did he handle it? What can we learn from him? Well, as we look at this psalm, we see that David had some very clear objectives in mind as he lived in that time in his life. And they're the same objectives that we need to have as we live in these times. The first thing that we see that David sought to do was, number one, live righteously. That's not to say that David was perfect, but he desired to walk in a way and live in a way that was pleasing unto God. When he failed, he certainly confessed it. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to seek to live in a way that's pleasing unto the Lord, obedient unto Him, honoring unto Him. And when we fail, not if, because we all do, but when we fail, that we in fact seek to confess that unto the Lord, repent of it, seek to make it right if possible, but that we desire to live righteously. Look at what we see in verses 1 through 4. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Set me securely on high from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who do iniquity, and save me from men of bloodshed. For behold, they've set an ambush for my life. Fierce men launch an attack against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. For no guilt of mine, they run and set themselves against me. Arouse yourself to help me, and see. David makes it clear. He says, God, I didn't cause this. I've not caused it to ratchet up. I've not escalated it. And like David, we need to seek to live righteously before and during. As we live in these times, we need to seek to live righteously. And if, or probably more likely, when we're attacked for our faith, we need to make sure it's because of our faith that we are being attacked, not because of something that we've done to cause the situation or to escalate it. So we need to live righteously. But not only do we need to live righteously, but we also need to seek God's righteousness. Look at what we see in verses 5 through 13. know that's a very long portion there. There's so much there, but I want to home in on this perspective of seeking God's righteousness. Look what we see beginning in verse 5. You, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be gracious to any who are treacherous in iniquity. The issue there is not so much what they've done against David, but David is saying, God, these people have sinned against you. And, O God, you do what is right in your sight as you seek to deal with their wrongdoing. Look what we read in verses 6 through 8. They return at evening, they howl like a dog and go around the city. Behold, they belch forth their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at all the nations. When they were saying, who hears? They were actually saying, nobody does, not even God. And David's making very clear, God, you reveal yourself to them as God. O God, glorify your name, vindicate your name, O God. Move and work in righteousness. Look what we see in verses 9 through 12, especially verse 12. Because of his strength, I will watch for you, for God is my stronghold. My God in his loving kindness will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly upon my foes. Do not slay them, or my people will forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. On account of the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be caught in their pride, and on account of the curses and lies which they utter. Destroy them in wrath. Destroy them that they may be no more, that men may know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. Again, look at the perspective. It's not so much, God, they've done this against me, but God, they've sinned against you. God, move and work in a way that is righteous. David's whole perspective of this thing is God's perspective, God's holiness, and God's righteousness. As we live in these days, we need to pray for God's righteousness to prevail. I know we live in a time of lies and fraud and deceit, but we need to pray that God's righteousness will in fact prevail. Not for our personal vengeance, not, you know, just to get our ounce of flesh, our pound of skin, but for God's righteousness in fact to prevail. But in the midst of that as well, and tied very closely to it, we need to seek God's glory. Look again at verses 11 through 13. Do not slay them, or my people will forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord our shield. On account of the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be caught in their pride, and on account of curses and lies which they utter. Destroy them in wrath, that they may be no more, that men may know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. God, show yourself as God. You know, our desire needs to be that God be glorified. You know, for God's people to know who he is and to love and honor and trust him. And hopefully, for the non-believing world to be unmistakably shown that God is in fact the living God, and hopefully turn and put their trust and their faith in him. The idea here is, oh God, don't move to show them, you know, they're messing with me, but oh God, reveal yourself. You know, as we go through these times, our prayer needs to be, God, reveal yourself so that your people's faith will be strengthened, so the unbelievers will see, and oh God, by your wonderful grace, come to place their faith in you. God, glorify your name. But then look what else David did. Number 4, proclaim God's wonder. Look at verses 16 through 17. But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for God is my stronghold, the God who shows me loving kindness. You know, it's amazing to me when you read through that passage, David's perspective there is not, you know, when this is all over with, I'll praise God. In the very midst of it, David praised God. Even while David was being chased by Saul, he praised God. You know, every day that David was able to stay away from Saul's grasp was a reason to praise God. Every night that David could rest in safety was a reason to praise God. David praised God each and every day for God's protection and his guidance. We need to be praising God. in these days, it's very difficult for us. We tend to lose sight of this. We think, you know, is this going to ever end? When is it going to end? How is it ever going to end? And certainly need to be in prayer about that, as we've stated. But in the midst of it, we need to be praising God for the protection He has given us up through this very moment, for the provision that He's given us. You think about it. Every molecule of air that you have taken into your lungs has been provided by God. Every drop of water that you have drunk today has been provided by God. Every morsel of food that you've eaten today has been provided by God. Even in the midst of all this taking around us, God has provided for us, and we need to praise Him for it. We need to praise Him for that bolt of electricity that runs through our bodies that causes our next heartbeat to take place. We need to be praising God now. Yes, I pray the day is coming when God wonderfully moves, delivers us, restores. I pray for revival and restoration for our nation. But even as all of this is taking place, and all of that is but a hope and a prayer, we need to be praising God because of His protection and His provision today. We need to be, in fact, praising Him. As we have stated with the previous Psalms, comparing what we're going through to what the psalmist many times David went through, these are difficult days. But our God is so much greater. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, You are the living God. Father, You have protected, provided, watched over. And, O Lord, we praise You. Father, we seek Your righteousness. Lord, help us to live righteously. Father, glorify Your name in what You're doing, and, Father, what You will do. Move, we pray, O God, in a mighty way, and save our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope as you go through these days, and today, very difficult times, confusing times, that you're able to focus on the Lord, His trustworthiness, His goodness. I hope that you'll live and seek to live in a way that pleases Him and honors Him, that you'll seek His glory, and that you'll praise Him moment by moment. And by so doing, that you have a great day in the Lord.